In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear lesson 16. Probieren Sie mal. Try it on. In the last lesson, Andreas was at home sorting out old belongings he wanted to sell at the flea market. X watched him doing this and asked him a lot of questions. For example, if he was going to sell his records. Listen again and pay attention to the plural form of the article, die.
Verkaufst du auch die Schallplatten?
But Andreas didn't know whether he was going to sell them or not. Listen to his answer and note the use of the word nicht, which comes after the verb.
Ich weiß nicht.
X wanted to know more about the records and asked if they were new. The personal pronoun in the third person plural is sie.
Sind Sie neu?
Andreas packed up his belongings to take them to the flea market the following morning. Now we find Andreas at the flea market near the cathedral in the centre of Aachen. He's laid out all his things on a stall, and along with all the other stallholders, is waiting for customers. Frau Berger, the manageress of the Hotel Europa, is strolling round the market. Andreas sees her, says hello, and tries to interest her in buying something. Try to follow the conversation between Andreas and Frau Berger. You'll hear the words scarf, Tuch, smart, schick, try on, probieren, and mirror, Spiegel.
Tag, Frau Berger. Wie geht's?
Tag, danke, gut.
Möchten Sie vielleicht ein Tuch? Hier, sehen Sie mal. Es ist sehr schick.
Nein, danke.
Probieren Sie mal. Hier, ist ein Spiegel.
Nein, wirklich nicht. Vielen Dank.
Schade.
Andreas shows Frau Berger a scarf, which he thinks is very smart. He tries to persuade her to try it on and then have a look in the mirror. Listen once again. When Andreas sees Frau Berger, he says, "Perhaps you'd like a scarf?"
Möchten Sie vielleicht ein Tuch?
Andreas picks out a scarf and shows it to Frau Berger. "Here," he says, "look at this."
Hier, sehen Sie mal.
He says the scarf looks very smart. Schick.
Es ist sehr schick.
But Frau Berger isn't interested. She says, no, thank you.
Nein, danke.
Andreas won't accept no for an answer. He says, try it on.
Probieren Sie mal.
And he hands her a mirror, Spiegel.
Hier ist ein Spiegel.
But Frau Berger isn't easy to persuade. No, really, she says. Thank you very much.
Nein, wirklich nicht. Vielen Dank.
Andreas is, understandably, disappointed. What a pity, he says.
Schade.
But at that moment, Frau Berger discovers a book, Buch, she's been looking for a long time. Then X interrupts. Listen and try to find out why.
Ah, oh,
Das ist ja toll. Genau das Buch suche ich.
Zeigen Sie mal. Ach, die Heinzelmännchen.
Was kostet es?
Eine Mark.
Gut, ich nehme es.
Hm? Nein, das Buch verkaufst du nicht.
Wie bitte?
Tja, Entschuldigung, Frau Berger. Ich verkaufe es doch nicht. Entschuldigung.
Und warum liegt das Buch dann da? Na, dann tschüss.
Ex, was ist?
Das ist doch unser Buch. Ich liebe es.
Ex wants to prevent Andreas from selling the book, which is about the Heinzelmännchen in Cologne. If you remember, this book tells a story of the elf-like figures who, according to legend, used to come out at night in Cologne and help the craftsmen finish their work. Andreas was reading the book one evening when suddenly X leapt out from its pages. Listen again. Frau Berger is delighted to have found the book. Oh, she says, that's wonderful.
Oh, das ist ja toll.
She tells Andreas that this is exactly, genau, the book she's been looking for.
Genau das Buch suche ich.
Andreas doesn't realize which book she means, so he says, show me.
Zeigen Sie mal.
He realizes that she means the book about the Heinzelmännchen.
Ach, die Heinzelmännchen.
Frau Berger asks how much it costs.
Was kostet es?
The book only costs one mark. Eine Mark.
Eine Mark.
Frau Berger doesn't hesitate for a moment. Fine, she says. I'll take it.
Gut, ich nehme es.
At that moment, X interrupts the conversation. No, she says to Andreas, you mustn't sell that book.
Nein, das Buch verkaufst du nicht.
In order to avoid any more questions, Andreas turns to Frau Berger and says he's sorry, but he's not selling the book.
Tja, Entschuldigung, Frau Berger, ich verkaufe es doch nicht.
Frau Berger is annoyed. Then why is the book on display, she asks.
Warum liegt das Buch dann da?
Frau Berger says goodbye to Andreas and walks away. Andreas turns to X and asks her what is wrong.
X, was ist?
X reminds Andreas that the book about the Heinzelmännchen is very important. That's our book, she says.
Das ist doch unser Buch.
X tells Andreas that she doesn't want him to sell the book because she loves it.
Ich liebe es.
And in a moment, after the melody, we'll come back to the grammar points you've learned today. If you want to ask someone to do something, you use the imperative form of the verb. In the polite form of address, you use the pronoun Sie. The word order is inverted. First comes the verb and then the pronoun.
Sehen Sie. Probieren Sie.
You may have noticed a little word that crept into the conversation, the particle mal. Mal, like doch, is a little word used in German to change the emphasis of what is said. If you include the word mal in a request or demand, it makes it sound more friendly. Listen to the examples once again.
Sehen Sie mal. Probieren Sie mal. Zeigen Sie mal.
In today's lesson, you also heard another pronoun. It, in German, es, stands in place of a neuter noun.
Das Tuch ist sehr schick.
Es ist sehr schick.
Was kostet das Buch?
Was kostet es?
Ich verkaufe das Buch nicht.
Ich verkaufe es nicht.
Now listen to the whole conversation once again. And while you're listening to the music, sit back and relax.
Tag, Frau Berger. Wie geht's?
Tag, danke, gut.
Möchten Sie vielleicht ein Tuch? Hier, sehen Sie mal. Ist sehr schick.
Nein, danke.
Probieren Sie mal. Hier, ist ein Spiegel.
Nein, wirklich nicht. Vielen Dank.
Schade.
At that moment, Frau Berger discovers a book she's been looking for a long time.
Oh, das ist ja toll. Genau das Buch suche ich.
Zeigen Sie mal. Ach, die Heinzelmännchen.
Was kostet es?
Eine Mark.
Gut, ich nehme es.
But X doesn't want Andreas to sell the book. It was thanks to this book that Andreas and X got to know each other.
Nein, das Buch verkaufst du nicht!
Wie bitte?
Tja, Entschuldigung, Frau Berger. Ich verkaufe es doch nicht. Entschuldigung.
Und warum liegt das Buch dann da? Na, dann tschüss.
X... Was ist?
Das ist doch unser Buch. Ich liebe es.
Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us for the next lesson.
Auf Wiederhören.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.